thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And have you ever wanted to be a member of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir? Well, this month, many people are joining the choir for a special virtual performance of Handel's Messiah. And although the deadline for submissions is since passed, many people submitted videos of themselves singing the Hallelujah Chorus, which will be combined with the choir's Easter concert on Temple Square. And I'm sure it will be a powerful performance because the song is so touching on many levels. Handel actually wrote it at a point in his life when he was very depressed emotionally, physically, and financially. He'd recently had a stroke that paralyzed his right arm, which prevented him from performing his music or conducting, and he was deeply in debt. However, one day he came across the text of an opera that highlighted different parts of Christ's life, taken from passages in the Old and New Testaments. And he felt inspired to write an oratorio, or a large-scale orchestral and vocal narrative, about this same topic. And he composed the piece known as Messiah in a very short amount of time during the summer of 1741. And the completed work was first performed during the Easter season of 1742 and is now beloved all over the world. It's reported that when Handel was writing the Hallelujah Chorus, his assistant found him in tears, saying, "I did think I saw heaven open and saw the face of God." Well, Scott Barrick, who is the general manager of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, is here with us today to discuss the workings of this upcoming Messiah concert with the choir. Thanks for being here, Scott.
Thanks, Charlotte. Nice to be here.
So how did this idea for a virtual choir come to be?
The choir has been working on Messiah for over 2 years. We started a full-scale recording project to do a new full-length recording of Messiah in 2014. As a lead-up to that, we did a concert in 2014 that was in the Tabernacle, actually streamed worldwide, and we had really fabulous response to that particular concert. Actually, the tickets went in 7 minutes. We began working towards the communication plans for the eventual release of the CD. At the same time, the missionary department has been working on their programs to focus a large public interest on Christmas and Easter. So in 2015, as we were preparing our pieces, the Christmas program from the missionary department had hashtag A Savior is Born. So
right.
Harkening back to some of the words from Handel's Messiah. That was very successful. They, at the same time, had plans to do a follow-up Easter campaign with the hashtag Hallelujah. So as we were thinking about how our communication plans would come to about, Greg Drubay contacted me about collaborating on a project at Easter time. This was something that we had wanted to do. The virtual choir is not a new concept, but it was new to us.
Wow. And you're going for, it sounds like a world record, the largest virtual choir.
We probably will not have a record for the largest virtual choir. One of the things that we've couched in is the largest virtual Hallelujah Chorus. And we've had about 2,000 submissions. And
Oh my goodness.
It's really a wonderful outpouring of support that will make it a wonderful choir.
Now, many people sing Handel's Messiah during the Christmas season, but why do you feel it's important to sing it at Easter time as well?
It was really premiered at Easter time in Dublin and was really for years more associated with Easter than with Christmas. And so we like to have Messiah at Easter time because of it's in three parts and it focuses on the whole life and ministry of the Savior. So his birth, his resurrection, his life and teaching. So we're very pleased to do it at Easter time.
Sounds like it'll be absolutely amazing. And as you've heard the choir preparing for this concert, practicing, and you've seen all of these submissions coming in, how has your testimony been affected by this whole process?
When we started this process in 2014, I was quite certain as the business manager of the choir that we'll be able to wrap this project up within a year's time. But the Lord had different plans. He wanted it to come at this time, in this place, in this way. And we can really see his hand very evident in all of the timing that works through it. So it really has strengthened my testimony that the Lord is at the helm of his church and that sometimes we do our best work when we try to find out and see his hand rather than force his hand.
Now, what do you hope viewers, members and non-members alike, will feel and do from watching this concert?
We are very excited to be able to share the concert from Easter week. We'll be performing it on Thursday and Good Friday, just before Easter Sunday. We hope that people will be able to share, not only those people fortunate enough to be here with us on Temple Square, but a large audience of people around the world. In 2014, when we did this stream, we reached 174 countries. So we're really anticipating even better results this time. We're hoping that we can share the message of our testimony of the Savior Jesus Christ. And with these particular Hallelujah videos, of course, Hallelujah means praise ye the Lord. And so we are trying to, in this way, praise the Lord by virtue of the concert, the worldwide stream. One of the phenomena that we saw in 2014 was that a lot of people use the worldwide stream to organize little events, whether they be one person sitting with their own score in their kitchen, or whether it would be a little branch in Vietnam that mm-hmm. watched the stream and had everybody together, or people that actually organized to sing along with the worldwide stream. And so this year, we have also given an impetus to that. We've given additional instruction and guidance on how to conduct a Messiah sing, and we've reached out through the Public Affairs Department to people all over the world, and we're going to have, I think, a tremendous outpouring of people. So, and we're encouraging people to participate, to use the hashtag Messiah Live, and upload their pictures of their Messiah sing events, and it should be really a very fun time.
And again, the Mormon Tabernacle Choir Easter concert will be Thursday, March 24th, and then Friday, March 25th will also be the day that it's broadcast to the public.
That's right. The live stream will be at 7:30 p.m. We'll actually start for anyone who wants to tune in and make sure their connections are right. We'll have a pre-concert feed that will start at 7. We'll have some interviews and some other interesting tidbits about Messiah, but the downbeat for the concert will be 7:30 Mountain Time.
Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
We appreciate the information. And again, the new Mormon.org Easter campaign will be released on Sunday, March 13th, with several videos and different ways that you can interact online with the hashtag Hallelujah. And if you are interested in participating in this year's Messiah Sing Along with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir, please use the hashtag Messiah Live. Well, our quote of the day is from President Ezra Taft Benson, and he says, "The greatest events of history are those that affect the greatest number of people for the longest periods. By this standard, no event could be more important to individuals or nations than the resurrection of the Master. A glorious resurrection should be the goal of every man and woman, for resurrection will be a reality." Thank you so much for listening today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.